A United Nations group has decided that the most fearsome fish in the ocean needs protection. Great white sharks are known as predators, not victims, but that reputation is changing, as NPR's John Nielsen reports.
The great white shark in the movie Jaws is a mindless killer with a taste for humans. But in the end, it's a human that blows the great white shark to pieces. That way, everybody gets to go home feeling more powerful than one of the most powerful fish in the ocean.
And which actually was portrayed more like a monster. So it was this thing like, oh, I can kill the monster.
Ramon Bonfil is a shark expert with the Wildlife Conservation Society. He says people have gotten too good at killing this monster over the years. As a result, it's now headed toward extinction. One of the main reasons why is that the jaws from the shark in Jaws sell for a small fortune on the internet.
There's a huge incentive for anybody who catches a white shark to kill it and get the jaw out, because they know they're going to get anywhere between $10,000 and maybe up to $40,000-$50,000.
Great white sharks get caught up in fishermen's nets all the time, Bonfil says. Fishermen might let more of them go if it wasn't so easy to sell their parts. A plan to make it harder to do just that was approved in Thailand yesterday. Delegates to a UN Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species voted to add the great white shark to an international list of threatened species. Shark teeth and shark jaws can still be sold on the internet, but these sales will now be closely monitored by the UN group. If the great whites keep fading, all trading could be banned. Powerful fishing nations like Japan tried to keep the great white off the list of threatened species. Australia, New Zealand, and the United States pushed the other way. In the end, the fishing nations lost in a landslide and the sharks got their protection. Conservation groups hailed the vote as a victory for sharks everywhere. Bonfil says it was a victory that was badly needed.
What we know is that at the moment, in the populations of wild sharks in different parts of the world have declined somewhere between 60 and maybe 95%.
Bonfil thinks the prospects for sharks will improve as the great white shark, defined by Jaws, is redefined. That's already happening at places like the Monterey Bay Aquarium in California. There, a captive great white shark has been drawing record crowds of people who seem to want the species to survive. Veterinarian Michael Murray says the aquarium's female shark has been acting in a very un-Jaws-like fashion.
She has not caused any injury to any of her tank mates, which is something that I find quite nice to see, that we can satiate her and not have this evil, demonic, 24-hour, 7-day eating machine on exhibit. And so I think we're doing a very good job at de-demonizing this species, which I think is so critically important for their survival.
This young great white shark was caught in a net off the coast of Southern California last month. Since then, Murray's been part of a team doing everything it can to keep the shark alive. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.
Pictures and videos of great white sharks are at npr.org.